Let me just give you an update on something I am very concerned about. And I'm not concerned as if I'm not saying this is coming. I'm not wishing this is coming. I just think there are some things on the table that we should be aware of. Yesterday, I told you about the 101st Airborne going into the border of Ukraine. They're in Romania. Some dominoes fell because of that yesterday that you should be aware of. I hope that this is all that it is. We are playing a giant game of chicken with a guy who may be on his deathbed soon, Vladimir Putin. I hope that's what it is. I think we are reliving right now the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Russia backed down in the end. This, I think, is what the White House is trying to do. But I don't know. But we should at least be having a conversation about it. So let me just tell you what has happened here in the last few days. USA, Japan, Australia, the UK, and now China have all recommended that their citizens leave Ukraine. So with the war so far, Chinese citizens could stay and work there. But as of yesterday, China is calling all citizens home. The U.S. and Canada have, and the U.K. have also recommended all citizens flee Russia immediately. Russia seems to have declared also a full evacuation of one of the four breakaway regions it just claimed were now part of Russia. Now, 2 weeks later, they're telling both citizens and their military to fully evacuate that region. Biden, we told you over the weekend, deployed the 101st Airborne Division of the U.S. Army to Romania, right on the Ukrainian border. That's another 10-plus thousand combat personnel on top of the 120,000 U.S. military personnel already stationed in Europe. As we discussed on yesterday's show, that division hasn't been deployed to Europe since World War II. It is also worth noting this. You find it on Wikipedia, but I have something better than Wikipedia in a second. The 101st Airborne Division Air Assault Screaming Eagles is a light infantry division of the United States Army that specializes in air assault operations. It can plan, coordinate, and execute multiple battalion-sized air assault operations to seize terrain. These operations can be conducted by mobile teams covering large distances, fighting well behind enemy lines, and working in austere environments with limited or degraded infrastructure. So it is worth noting and reporting, nowhere in the U.S., nowhere. But just yesterday, the Romanian defense minister, who has been a vocal opponent of having non-defensive NATO forces deployed in his country, non-defensive NATO forces deployed in his country, suddenly resigned. He said that it was a disagreement with the Romanian president. Could it be that these are non-defensive troops? It's not a defensive force. It is an offensive force. It is not there to defend every inch of NATO soil. It is there as possibly an invasion force of Ukraine or Russia and to drop behind enemy lines. Now, Brigadier General John Lubas, the division's deputy commander, just said this is not a training deployment, but rather a combat deployment. And that his troops need to be ready to fight tonight, tomorrow, and depending on how the situation escalates across the border. His troops are now 3 miles from the Ukrainian border in Romania. What is all of this caused by? Apparently, both sides now, we and the Russians, are accusing each other and Ukraine for a couple of things. A dirty bomb, false flag, and the possibility of blowing up the Ukrainian equivalent of the Hoover Dam. It's the largest hydroelectric power dam in all of Europe. As many as 100,000 people live along the river downstream. we don't know who started this rumor, but both sides now are going, they're going to do it. No, you're going to do it. No, you're going to do it. Also, in something that has made me question my very existence on the planet, there's a sudden about face of 50 congressional Democrats that just sent a letter to the White House demanding Biden should seek peace with Russia. They say, the reporting is, even if a free state of Ukraine has to be sacrificed as a concept to get a peace deal done, specifically citing the dangerous signs we are escalating now towards nuclear war with Russia. I say I question my very existence because I've read the letter, and for the very first time in my life, something coming from progressives seems reasonable. Maybe I'm missing something there, but what they're saying is we support the Ukrainian people. We support Ukraine having its own right to exist and its own property. But everything has to be done to negotiate and try to find peace. Remember, it was just last week that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, not the Department of Defense, but the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services acquired hundreds of millions of dollars of acute radiation poisoning medication that only has a 2-year shelf life. It's not in Europe with our troops. It's here in the U.S. We've never done anything like that before. Oh, and the New York Post reported yesterday that Putin has been seen with what appears to be IV track marks on the back of his hand, reigniting the rumors that he is getting cancer treatments. So what does all this mean? Nothing other than we are moving giant chess pieces on the board. We are, I think, playing a game of chicken at a time when the world has never been closer to the edge of really global destruction. We haven't seen this kind of escalation and talk of nuclear war since probably 1983. We've got a guy in Russia that we all know is crazy and will do whatever the hell he wants, who's possibly dying, wants to leave a legacy behind. The other guy on the other side of the table, I don't even know if he has all of his marbles. I don't know what this guy is thinking. We're in a dangerous situation. Oh, and by the way, no constitutionally required declaration of war yet. Don't listen to people who tell you you're pro-Ukraine or anti-Ukraine, pro-Russia or anti-Russia. I don't really care. I'm pro-America. I'm pro-life. I'm pro the Western world. I'd just like to have a discussion on all these things that are happening in our world that are affecting each of us deeply. The idea that we could be in a war, that Biden could just say tonight, you know what, go across the border. Now, I would assume that we would need Russia to do something for us to do that. But, I mean, that's what would make sense. But does anything make sense? Especially when Glenn Beck just said the progressive letter, I agree with. I mean, nothing makes sense in today's world. But traditionally speaking, Russia would need to do something. But are you comfortable with us being there ready just to throw in the 101st Airborne and begin to engage? Because I'm not. The ramifications of this are incredible.